Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, March 10th. Tesla vehicles were banned from being displayed at the Kansas City Auto Show because the Car Dealers Association doesn't accept the automaker's direct sales model. The Car Dealer Association said, quote, Tesla is no longer able to attend because the state of Missouri has a law that states that dealerships cannot participate in events that are further than 10 miles away from their place of business. Now, the auto show is 11.3 miles away from Tesla. Unplug Performance released a video of its modified Tesla Model 3 performance, beating the McLaren F1's time at the famous Tsukuba circuit. The Model 3 Ascension R, driven by Ken Nagoto, achieved a 1 minute and 4.7 lap time. The best lap time recorded by the track is the McLaren F1, which scored 1 minute and 4.62 seconds. Ben Schaefer, CEO of Unplug Performance, argues that they could have shaved a few seconds off that time by simply racing the car in better weather, with semi-slick DOT legal tires in same widths, and the stripped interior and racing slicks. Newly revealed documents show that Tesla is preparing to add production capacity for 250,000 cars per year at the Gigafactory Shanghai. As reported by Reuters, quote, the Shanghai factory is key to Tesla's growth strategy. There, it aims to produce 150,000 Model 3 sedans and later hike output to 250,000 a year, including the Model Y, according to the Shanghai government filings in 2018. Close quote. Tesla sales in China have been keeping up surprisingly well in February as the coronavirus crisis escalates in the country. According to Cui Dongshu, Secretary General of the China Passenger Car Association, Tesla delivered 3,958 cars in China last month, 400 more cars than during the previous month. One method of continuing sales is to offer test rides without human contact. The car is made ready by the dealer, where prospective buyers can access the vehicle through a phone app and test drive without physically contacting the representative. Today, CEO Elon Musk announced that Tesla produced its 1 millionth car and released a picture of it, a Model Y, and the team who made it. No other automaker has achieved this kind of volume when it comes to producing a long-range electric passenger car. The automaker plans to achieve an annual production rate of 150,000 electric cars at the location this year. The coronavirus, or COVID-19, threatens the growth of EV sales across the world. Spread of the virus coincided with the spring 2020 auto show season, where most events are being canceled. These events are where valuable press and excitement for new cars begins, and where the next generation of EVs would have been championed. In one stark example, vehicle sales in China, the world's largest EV market, tumbled in February. Chinese auto sales dropped about 80% last month as the coronavirus kept consumers away. News had emerged only yesterday that BMW had canceled plans to launch the BMW i3X in the United States. But Automotive News reported that BMW had already decided to kill the U.S. sales of this vehicle in January at a dealer meeting in Boca Raton, if not earlier. Automotive News reported, quote, unless the vehicle has a range of at least 300 miles, it's not worth bringing to the table, said one BMW retailer. Close quote. In the words of Electrek's Bradley Berman, quote, you can look at BMW nixing U.S. sales of the iX3 as a miscalculation of U.S. demand, but if an automaker's dealers are not fully on board, a new EV has no chance of success. Close quote. As reported last week from McKinsey, the consulting firm pegs Germany to become the world's market leader for electric cars by 2021, with more than 1.7 million electric cars produced. Analysts believe that Europe's market could rise between about 5% and 7% in 2020, and it could hit double digits in 2021, at which point EV sales could eclipse 1 million units per year. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Virginia's General Assembly passed milestone clean energy legislation yesterday that requires 30% or more electricity to come from renewable sources by 2030 and sets a target of 100% net zero by 2050. And according to a study by an independent climate think tank, Ember, emissions in the power sector fell by 2% in 2019, the biggest fall since at least 1990. This is due to reduced coal usage in Europe and U.S. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Switch, an electric bicycle conversion kit company based in the UK, today announced that it will be offering a steep 50% discount with the rollout of a new crowd shopping strategy. In a statement provided to Electrek, Switch CEO Oliver Montague explains, quote, "Now that we're established as a company and delivery is guaranteed, it's less like crowdfunding and more like regular online shopping, hence crowd shopping," close quote. And lastly, a new comparison video was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time comparing three different portable commuting scooters. Electrek's Micah Toll gets into detail on power, range, foldability, performance, and more. The three scooters compared are the GoTrax XR Ultra, the Unagi E500, and the ET Wow GT. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.